Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Revere. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The DH, Ryan Dumit. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Brian Dozier. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, PJ Walters. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Chu. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Lopez. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Casey Kochman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Lou Marson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Josh Tomlin. And now, play ball. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Span hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Revere hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Span moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Span scores. Revere moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Willingham hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Revere scores. Mauer moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dumit takes first base on ball 4. Morneau moves to second. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman fields it and throws to home to get Mauer. Morneau moves to third. Dumit moves to second. Two outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Plouffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morneau scores. Dumit scores. Dozier moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Chu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Chu moves to second. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Chu moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll fields it and throws to second for the out. Chu scores. Cabrera moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Casey Kochman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dozier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Span is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Span strikes out. One out. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Revere is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Revere hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Tomlin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revere for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Willingham is 0-for-1 in the game. Willingham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauer moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morneau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morneau strikes out. Marson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morneau out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Damon hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Marson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Chu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dumit is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dumit hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dozier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dozier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Plouffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Plouffe hits a fly ball into left field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Mauer and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabrera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willingham throws the ball into Carroll who tags Cabrera, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kipnis scores. One out. It's 4-2, Twins. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lopez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brantley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brantley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Span is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Span hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Revere is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kochman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kochman for the out. One out. Johnny Damon batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Damon is 0-for-1 in the game. Damon takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chisenhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Damon moves to third. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Chisenhall. The throw from Mauer and he is safe. Chisenhall steals second. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Damon scores. Chisenhall moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Willingham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willingham hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dumit is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lopez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kipnis moves to third. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brantley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kipnis scores. Lopez moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kochman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to third. Brantley moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Damon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dozier hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Plouffe hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carroll is 0 for 2 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carroll for the out. Two outs. Denard Spann batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Spann is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Marson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marson hits a fly ball into center field. Spann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Chu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chu hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Sipp now pitching. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Revere is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mauer hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Twins. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Willingham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Willingham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kochman scoops it up and throws to first, with Sipp covering, for the out. Two outs. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dumit is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dumit hits a fly ball into left field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kipnis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kipnis for the out. One out. Jared Burton now pitching. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabrera strikes out. Two outs. Jose Lopez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Plouffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carroll is 0 for 3 in the game. Carroll hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla now playing second base. Jamie Carroll now playing third base. Glenn Perkins now pitching. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brantley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brantley strikes out. One out. Casey Kochman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kochman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kochman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Damon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Damon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Maurer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Barnes now pitching. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Span is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Span hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Revere is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Revere strikes out. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Maurer is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Capps now pitching. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chisenhall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shelly Duncan pinch hits for Lou Marson. Shelly Duncan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chu is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chu strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kipnis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kipnis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.